Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
It was hard. What are you doing?
Eating.
Sitting at a table with a knife and fork is eating. This is an episode of Wild Kingdom.
So happens I enjoy chicken.
Well, so do coyotes, but at least they clean their paws once in a while.
Hey, what are you doing?
Well, listen, I don't want you eating in the office anymore. I mean, look at yourself. You're a mess. Now, come on, Eddie George is going to be here any minute. You want to meet this year's Heisman Trophy winner looking like a greased pig?
No, I don't appreciate you always comparing me to animals.
You're right. It's unfair to the animals. Luther, we got a chance to get Eddie George as our first draft pick. It's important we make a good impression on him. Now, I want you to clean up. Use a hose if you have to. Oh, you guys, Eddie George. Hey, Eddie. Welcome to Orlando.
I'm Luther Van Dam. Nice to see you, Eddie.
Nice to meet you.
Heisman Trophy. May I?
Oh, sure.
It's you, Coach.
Can I?
Sure.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you all right?
I think I broke my foot.
Oh, man, Dumber! Getting down to the emergency room, quick.
Come on, Eddie.
Luther, you see what you did? Now, what if he doesn't sign with us?
Just as well, who wants a player with a broken foot?
Morning, Doris.
Allow me.
Oh, thank you, Howard.
Always a pleasure.
How do you breathe with your nose way up there?
Very nicely, thank you.
I just got off the phone with Eddie George's people, and we began discussing the parameters of the deal. Do you have any notion of how much money they're looking for?
No, but I'm sure it's substantial.
Is more than substantial. It's impossible. I told him, forget about it. We're not interested.
What do you mean, we're not interested? Doris, you can't say that.
Oh, yes, she can. She's the owner of the team. She can say anything she wants.
What are we supposed to do with our first draft pick?
Well, give it to someone else. We'll pick someone in the draft later, when it gets cheaper.
Well, why don't we wait till the draft is over? Maybe they'll have a two-for-one sale. This is our chance to get a great player.
I am sorry, Hayden, but I just cannot afford that kind of a deal without cutting into my personal living expenses.
You suffer enough for the team. Don't even consider that an option.
Doris, can't you renegotiate the lease on this place? Get the city to buy a whole new stadium and a bunch of luxury boxes? At least consider some options. I mean, if you're not willing to make the team a winner, then what the hell are we doing here?
Forget it, Hayden. You heard what Doris said. She doesn't need to consider any options.
Okay, Hayden. I will look into all those options.
She's looking into the options, okay? Now get off her back.
Rosemary?
Oh, sure. Hey, Hayden, how's it going?
There better not be food in here.
Go ahead.
Then what do I smell?
That's my cologne. It's an Italian cologne. Ragu.
Luther, listen, do you know where Doris is? I've been trying to get a hold of her for a few days. Her secretary says she's out of town. She hasn't returned any of my phone calls.
What are you asking me for?
Well, aren't you too, you know...
All right, then, Moondoggy, can you tell me where Gidget is?
No, I'm not at liberty to tell you.
You're not going to tell me where she is?
No, she told me not to. It's a matter of confidentiality.
Luth, every time I have a little secret and you want to get it out of me, you badger me and badger me and badger me until I tell you.
Yeah, you shouldn't give in so easily. It's a sign of weakness.
Tell me where she is.
No.
Tell me where she is.
No.
Tell me where
no.
she
is. No.
Tell me where she is.
Hayden, you've got me in a very awkward position.
Luther, we have been friends for years. It's okay to tell me where she is.
No, I'm not going to tell you that Doris is in her office as we speak, having a very confidential meeting that will affect the entire outcome and the future of this whole football team. I'm just not telling you that.
It's okay. You don't have to.
Thank you.
See you later.
Okay.
A nice surprise. I was just about to call you.
Hey, Doris, you want to tell me what's going on?
Well, first, I want you to meet my very special friend, Sean Provost. He's in charge of an organization called Touchdown LA.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Hayden, are you aware that Los Angeles does not have an NFL football team?
Yeah, Doris, I think most people are aware of that.
The largest city in the United States does not have a football team.
Why is that our problem?
Because we are the solution.
Oh, what'd you do?
I flew out to Los Angeles to see my dear friend, Richie Reardon. Guess what? Richie wants us.
Doris, you can't just move the team.
Why not? Everybody else is doing it.
But first, we have to change the name of the team.
We need an animal name.
But not just any animal. We need one that's both cuddly, yet fierce.
And that's why we finally selected a deer. Specifically, a buck. Hayden, the name of our new team will be the Mighty Bucks.
Guys, do you mind if I speak to Doris alone for a moment, please? Is this a done deal?
Well, you were the one that asked me to find a way to afford all these players you want. Well, I found the way.
What about the 65,000 people that showed up at the stadium and cheered on the NFL's worst team? What about them?
Well, what about them?
What are you saying? Thank you for all your support and loyalty. See you. So long, suckers.
I am a little surprised at your reaction. Everybody knows this is a business.
Doris, you made money right here in Orlando this year.
Yeah, but now we can make even more money.
But how much money do you need?
Well, how much money is there?
Let's take money out of this.
Well, if we take money out of this, then I don't know what we're talking about.
Doris, you're going to have to try to look at this as more than just a business. You got to look at what's at the heart and soul of this. The game and the kids that grew up playing it and watching it and dreaming about it. It's not about money to them. Now, if you take away their game, if you ruin it, they're going to ruin your business.
Look, Hayden, I understand that you feel that way. You're kind of a football nut. See, it's your whole life. But for most people, it's just a few hours of beer and potato chips on the weekend.
No, I think you're wrong.
Well, that's the best part about being the owner. Even when you're wrong, you're still the owner.
Well, at least you're right about something.
What's that?
You named the team right. It's all about the Mighty Buck.
I'm sorry, Hayden, but I don't see what's so terrible about moving the team to Los Angeles.
What about the fans, Howard? They supported us through a very tough season. Now it's up to us to be loyal to them.
Fans love us.
Sure, they love us, but you've only been here a year. I mean, I can remember relationships I've had with women I wanted to call it quits after a year, and I thought, I can't leave them. It'll kill them. It'll devastate them. Then I left, and you know what? They were okay. Some of them even seemed happier.
So, you want to move to Los Angeles?
Well, no, I don't want to move. Hell, I just moved into a retirement village. Only one way you're supposed to move from there, and I'm holding out for that.
The people of this city have been so generous to the players and their families and to all of us. I mean, how can we just abandon them?
Christine, nobody loves the people of Orlando more than I do. They've opened their arms to me. They've made me feel completely at home. Yet if it comes down to choosing between the fans and my paycheck, I'd shoot each and every one of them.
Howard, do you even think you're going to have a paycheck you move to L.A.? You stick to Doris? What kind of guarantee is that? There's a lot of those slick marketing guys out in Los Angeles that just love to have your job.
What are you saying?
I'm saying that if she can turn her back on the fans, she can turn her back on us.
She's insane. She has to be stopped.
No, I agree, but how? You know how Doris is once she's made up her mind. When she wants something done, it gets done. I'm afraid to say no to her. You think I like dressing up like Pinocchio?
Somehow, Doris has to be made to realize how much Orlando loves this team.
She doesn't believe me, Christine. She thinks I'm some kind of a football nut. She doesn't think anybody can care as much about football as I do.
Well, we have to show her she's wrong.
Let's have a rally.
Rally?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, let's let the fans tell her how much they love the Breakers. And we could have it at the stadium.
I love rallies. I could knit a banner.
Wait a minute. Do we have enough time to pull a rally together?
You know you'll have the media on your side.
Imagine 50 to 60,000 people pouring into that stadium, all there to tell Doris how much they love her team. It's got to make an impression.
I hope she doesn't get mad. If she does, you understand that I'm going to have to disassociate myself from all of you, and I can never have anything to do with you again. Ever.
Well, now I don't know what I'm rooting for.
There's some people here. There's a guy up there and another guy. But there's a whole bunch of people up there. Oh, I'm sorry. Those are seagulls.
Nobody showed up.
Maybe a lot of people are stuck in traffic. You know how rough Orlando traffic can be on a Wednesday night.
This is a disaster, an absolute disaster. It's all over.
It's okay, Luther. You guys gave it your best shot.
Talking about the stupid rally, I'm talking about this.
Save the wave? Well, that looks very nice.
Oh, good. You want to buy 25,000 of them?
I took a head count. I got 21 people. I say we start.
You want to start a football rally with 21 people? We don't have enough people to start a football game.
Hey, I wanted to finish crocheting this before the rally.
Shirley, you crocheted this entire banner?
And two pillows. In case the chairs are hard. Howard has a little problem.
Well, it doesn't look like we'll be sitting very long. I told you this was a bad idea.
Yeah, from what's in your life, maybe you're right.
What, so that's it? Were you going to give up? Well, unless I haven't been paying attention for the last 13 years, you never taught me anything about being a quitter. And we got almost 24 people out there, and they came here for a rally, and I say let's give them one that they'll never forget. Hello, Breakers fans! Thanks for coming! Tonight, we're gonna show the world how much Orlando loves the Breakers! Are you with me?
I'm going home.
Go home? How's it gonna look if you go home?
How's it gonna look to who?
All right, repeat after me! Hell no, we won't go! Again! Hell no, we won't go! Again!
It's okay, son.
But I'm going there for a minute, huh, Coach?
Okay, I say,
I say let's go home, everybody.
Now, remember our deal. Shirley and I had nothing to do with this.
I don't understand why nobody came.
I'll tell you why. They saw what happened in Cleveland. Those fans were the most loyal, faithful fans in the NFL, and they got abandoned. Same thing happened in Houston, happened in L.A. They figure, why get attached to a team? They're just going to get hurt.
You call this a rally?
Oh, my God! It's Doris! Jump!
There are usually more people here cleaning.
Am I too late? Asthma. My car broke down about 2 miles from here. It ran the rest of the way. Oh, my God, Coach Fox. I can't believe it. Can I shake your hand? Hi, I'm Ed Hafley. This is such an honor for me.
Well, it's a thrill for me, too.
Did I miss the rally?
No, there is no rally. You are the rally.
Oh, no. But the paper said that fans could give testimonials, and I stayed up all night thinking about what I would say if I ever got the chance.
Well, that's very nice, but yeah, I mean, there's really no need now.
Well, if you don't mind, I'd really like you guys to hear.
Well,
oh,
I tell you.
Come on, Hayden. The man's an asthmatic. He ran 2 miles. We might as well hear what he has to say.
Thank you, Miss Sherman.
You don't have to use the microphone.
But I want to use the microphone.
Well, knock yourself out.
Can you introduce me?
Everybody, can I get your attention? Ed.
Thanks, that was great.
Thanks.
Until the Breakers came to Orlando, I really didn't have much of a life. Well, 3 years ago, my wife left me, and she took our four-year-old daughter with her, and I kind of fell apart. But then I read in the paper that Orlando was getting a professional football team, and I remembered all the good times I had with my dad when he took me to games. So I went out and bought 2 season tickets. One for myself and one for my daughter. But when I called my ex-wife and told her, she said I wasted my money. And my daughter didn't want to go to the games. But I made a deal with my daughter. If she'd go to one game with me and she didn't like it, she'd never have to go again. So we went to the first preseason game, and guess what? We had the best time we ever had together.
We lost that game 63-0, Ed.
I know. It was terrific. She learned to count by sevens. So because of the Breakers, I've become part of my daughter's life again. And even now, in the off-season, we still get together with the people from our section. And we talk about the team, and we barbecue, and we've kind of become a family. I asked some of them to come to tonight with me, but they've already given up. They said that no fans have ever stopped a team from moving, but I can't give up. Because if you take the Breakers away from me, you're not just taking a football team, you're taking away my family. Thank you, Orlando!
I guess it could have been worse.
How?
I don't know. The ground could have opened up and swallowed us.
That won't happen until we get to L.A.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Doris. I just got here. They were just bringing me up to speed on the rally, about which I knew nothing.
Look, Doris, I thought a lot more people were going to show up, and I'm sorry I was wrong. So when are we moving to L.A.?
None of you are going to L.A.
What?
The Breakers are staying in Orlando.
Oh, Doris! Oh,
what happened?
Well, Ed's story. It got to me.
You're kidding.
Why do you seem surprised? Don't you think I have a heart? I mean, don't you think I could be touched by a story like that, just the same as anybody else?
It was very moving.
And it's all true. I had the police run a check on him. So are you happy?
Well, I'm a little surprised. I guess I'm just not used to having my faith in human nature restored.
Well, I learned something today. Money may be important to me, but to most people, the most important thing in the whole world is a sense of belonging to a family or a community or a football team.
See, yeah, that's what I've been trying to tell you.
And people like that can't be easily replaced. See, I want to be with people like that. People like that. You can raise ticket prices till their eyes pop out.